From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the programme. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Today I'm going to read from the little book of Amos back there in the Old Testament, nestled away in the midst of the minor prophets. Amos chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 6. And I'll read down to the end of the chapter. Amos chapter 4 and verse number 6. God says, "And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilence, after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses. And I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name." And we know that the Lord will bless the reading here of his precious, precious word. The last 12 books of the Old Testament are commonly referred to as the Minor Prophets. The word minor does not denote a lesser level of importance in these writings, but it just really suggests that they are shorter than the prophecies of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. The Minor Prophets is a very important section of God's precious word. Much of it is messianic. It speaks of the coming Messiah. Much of it is local to the day and generation in which the people at those times were living. Much of the minor prophets speak of the last days upon this earth, and at the same time there is so much rich application for the church, and also much application in the gospel. And yet sad to say that the minor prophets are maybe amongst the most neglected portions of God's precious and hallowed word. I wonder, whenever you get to heaven and you meet the likes of Amos, if he was to speak to you and say, "Well, did you enjoy my book?" would you kind of blush and say, "Well, brother, I have to confess that I never read it, or I read it very quickly, and I never really grasped the truth that you were trying to communicate." Books like Amos need to be studied, especially in light of the days in which we are now living. And we are going to spend some time considering this famous Old Testament prophet Amos, and perhaps the five most familiar and well-known words that he uttered that have reference, yes, to the people of Israel in the days of Amos, and also to the people of our day and generation. And these words have great and deep significance and application to you and to myself as well. Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. Prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. I think we've looked at this verse many times before. It's certainly been quoted, and it's a verse that perhaps many that are listening are familiar with. You've maybe seen it nailed to a tree. You've maybe seen it up outside of a church. You've maybe seen it in a gospel tract or the invitation to a mission or gospel campaign. Familiar words. Prepare to meet thy God. Amos ministered during the time whenever the kingdom of Israel was divided into Israel and Judah. Israel was in the north and Judah was in the south. Judah was perhaps more orthodox than Israel, maybe not just as deep in apostasy as Israel was, and yet Amos was a prophet to the nation of Israel. He was a humble man, a rugged man, who had grown up like John the Baptist in the wilderness. He was from a little village called Tekoa, which was about 6 miles south of Bethlehem, a kind of a backwater town where you wouldn't expect much of excitement to happen. He was both a herdsman, according to chapter 1 and verse 1, and a gatherer of sycamore fruit, chapter 7 and verse 14. And God spoke to Amos, and God called him whenever he was tending the flock. We read about his call in chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I was following the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. He had no formal training. Israel at that time was peaceful and prosperous, and yet had departed sadly from the Lord. The northern kingdom had just been victorious in war and had become prosperous and at the same time spiritually complacent. And as a result, living in luxury, ease, and excess, Israel was at the zenith of its power and by and large had forgotten God. And one of the great laments of the little prophecy of Amos, and you maybe noticed it in our reading from chapter 4, that the Lord again and again and again speaks of his chastising hand upon them, and then the sad reality that they had yet not returned unto the Lord. The parallels to the state of our land and nation from the book of Amos are striking. Here we have a nation blessed of God, a nation that took its privileges for granted, a nation that had entered into a lengthy period of civil strife, and come out on the other side without God, resting in their newfound peace and prosperity. And we think of this little nation of ours, how God has blessed it for hundreds of years with the preaching of his precious word. Churches on virtually every corner, within walking distance of every home. And yet this little nation of ours has taken its privileges for granted. And for just over 30 years, we passed through a time of civil strife, much bloodshed. And we feel somehow that we've come out on the other side and we're resting in politicians and peace processes that have been organized and orchestrated by men. And by and large, we have come out on the other side of the troubles without God, hoping for a golden age of prosperity. And yet, sadly, we find ourselves again as a nation in a very precarious place. The message of Amos is strong and severe, and it came from a burdened heart. Sometimes, whenever a man preaches a strong message, whenever he talks about hell and sin and judgment and repentance and chastisement, and the need to get right with God. And he exposes the sins of a day and generation, just as Amos did. People can perhaps think he's harsh, critical, maybe even proud or arrogant or cruel. And yet Amos had a very tender heart. Amos was a burdened man. He loved God, and he loved the people of God, and he loved his nation, and he longed under God for a better day. And perhaps sometimes, as you have listened to these broadcasts, you say, well, that preacher there from Coleraine, he talks about sin, he talks about hell, he talks about judgment, he presses upon the people of God the need for prayer and the need for revival in the nation. And maybe sometimes you think I'm harsh and austere. But I trust that you will recognize that I'm trying to be faithful to my God and to his word. And I also have a great burden for this land and nation of ours, that God's people might turn to him and confess their need and confess their sin and turn from that sin and seek the face of God, that God might be merciful unto us, and that God might come, and that God might heal our land. You see, in the days of Amos, idolatry, hypocrisy, moral bankruptcy was rife, it was everywhere, and the nation was on the brink of absolute ruin and disaster. Chapter 4 and verse number 2, the Lord hath sworn by his holiness that, lo, the days shall come upon you that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity with fishhooks. And I can't help but believe that this nation of ours is on the brink perhaps of ruin if we do not turn in repentance and in sincerity to the Lord. God had chastised the nation many times. We read about want of bread in verse number 6. In verse number 9, we read about blasting and mildew. In verse number 10, we read about pestilence, a virus that has spread throughout the land. In verse number 11, some had been overthrown. And yet the lament is again and again and again, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. You read it in verse 6, you read it in verse 8, you read it in verse 9, you read it in verse number 10, you read it again in verse number 11. And now final judgment is inevitable. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. God, I believe, is chastening this nation of ours, and we must turn, we must prepare to meet God. Join us again next Lord's Day as we consider more of this very important text. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloy Finn Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032 0266. 7032 0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.